call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. This is on video, and I'm going to try to make it quick. I had a very hard weekend. I did a video called All Hail the Whistleblower. Emotionally, it was the hardest video I've ever done. I want to read a paragraph from Daniel Hale, a whistleblower who was sentenced to just shy of 4 years in prison last week. He was a drone, works with the drone program. He was in Afghanistan. On page 9 of the letter, he wrote a letter to the judge. I read the entire letter in the video. Page 9 is, for a long time, I was uncomfortable with myself over the thought of taking advantage of my military background to land a cushy desk job. During that time, I was still processing what I had been through, and I was starting to wonder if I was contributing again to the problem of money and war by accepting to return as a defense contractor. Worse was my growing apprehension that everyone around me was also taking part in a collective delusion and denial that was to use to justify our exorbitant salaries for comparatively easy labor. The thing I feared most at the time was the temptation not to question it. It hit home, as did some of the other things. And I've had some interactions with others, and one of the things I wrote later was, besides to inform, the video was done for me to work out in my own mind my own history and present. While it was edited out of the video when recording page 8, Fazel wept. I broke down. I just checked. It was a little bit over 10 seconds. I just and I just edited it out. You might notice a bit of a change in the audio around the last paragraph of the letter, as I had to record it twice since I fell apart. And I did. But I go on. The collective delusion on page 9 is what I was a part of at Fort Rucker in Alabama. I was making 6 figures while producing absolutely nothing. My Christian brothers who worked with me managed the project did not want to address it, and eventually I was fired because I did. Fort Rucker is where the U.S. Army trains helicopter crews, such as the one that flew over Iraq on the morning of July 12, 2007. While I was still in my first few months of my job, while I was being paid about $50 an hour to sit in the corner and play spider solitaire, Ethan McCord was pulling 2 kids out of a van shot up by people trained at Fort Rucker. The rather troubled man, with emphasis on man, not woman, leaked the video that today we now know as collateral murder. I did the video because of the fact that I read everything. It took about 30 minutes. And, you know, I spent a lot of effort on the video that I did before that, which, I mean, it was a month before. And I thought was better in my presentation and so forth. It was the only 9 minutes, the Black Families Matter video. That one only in a month, just shy of a month, only had 66 views. Within the hour that this went online, I blew past 100. I'm now at 250 in about a day. And, I've got some reactions. And the irony is, I've also got, what is it, about 15 additional views in the Black Families Matter, I think because people saw the one and then they went to the other. But anyway, I've never had that kind of response from a video. I do think my reading was poor. I don't think my presentation quality was as good as what has become the norm. But obviously, it struck a nerve. And boy, did it strike a nerve in me. One other point that I want to make is that there was a comment made by his attorney, Jocelyn Radek, who is involved in people like Edward Snowden and others like that. Anyway, she's involved in a lot. She's done a lot of the whistleblower stuff and has been the spokesperson for them. But one of the things she pointed out, because I saw an interview with her and John Kiriakou, because she defended him too, is they have no defense possible if you are tried under the Espionage Act. A whole lot of stuff is held from you. It's given to the judge. You are not allowed as a defendant to see it. So you're tried and convicted without knowing the charge. This is the U.S., the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's a marketing line. That's not reality. You see, I've studied a lot of whistleblowers. I know some of them face to face, because most of them, like, as I point out, are the minor things, mostly money. And they pay a price, then they're ignored, as I pointed out, and abandoned. You know, in the case of the Fort Rucker, for me, it was money. You know, the stealing of money. Because, I mean, it was millions upon millions. But there have been other places where it was more than money. And nobody cares. My lady, I love you.